And it's time to join Eric Frickberg with the Rural News. Morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Now, New Zealand honey growers, they've been involved in a bit of a stoush, haven't they, with their sort of colleagues across the Tasman, but they seem to have avoided getting into real trouble at this stage.
Yeah, they've avoided the heavy hand of the Australian state, and the risk of that happening arose after producers of Manuka honey here sought protection for their product and won some government support. Now, that generated a hostile response in Australia, but so far nothing much has come of it. Emma Hatton reports.
Honey producers here say Manuka is a Māori word, and it's unfair apiarists in Australia are also using the label Manuka on their honey. As a result, the Manuka Honey Appellation Society has been seeking trademark recognition in China, the US, EU, UK, and at home in New Zealand. Their campaign was assisted by the government's Provincial Growth Fund to the tune of nearly $6 million. That led the Australian producers to ask for help from their Minister of Agriculture, Bridget McKenzie, to combat what they said was New Zealand government interference. Senator McKenzie was then quoted in the Australian media as saying she would be seeking clarification from the New Zealand government. But a month later, no such clarification has been sought. In fact, New Zealand's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade has had no communication from the senator at all. When asked about this by RNZ, the senator's office reiterated her strong support for the Australian food industry, but pointed out that trademark applications are a commercial matter. This is Emma Hatton.
Now, there's been a lot of consternation in the rural community, hasn't there, over the government's action plan for healthy waterways. What's the latest in this?
Well, the Minister of Agriculture is rejecting complaints about the way that nutrient runoff will be assessed under that plan. Now, the proposals call for management plans to be worked out at the level of each individual farm. That would be to stop chemicals like nitrates from impairing the quality of fresh water. Now, Forrest and Bird thinks there needs to be a national standard worked out by a scientist and enforced by the government. It says farm management plans are often little more than a box-ticking exercise. Damien O'Connor insists that would not be the case. Even so, a national standard would still be required.
I've talked to management groups around the country and they want a bottom line so that they can encourage all the farmers in the catchment to meet the bottom lines. But we believe, of course, it's farmers understanding why they need to do this and then how they can do it. Farmers taking this on board and moving forward is the way to progress, but in the end you need a bottom line standard that will be through some kind of regulation.
So having farmers using management plans wouldn't be a box-ticking exercise, as Kevin Hague said?
No, look, I think you've got with occupational safety and health, with biosecurity, with labour requirements, you know, all of these things require farmers to work through the process and give assurance, and the integrated farm plan that we would like to see will be more than a box-ticking exercise. It will be a genuine understanding of what's happening on your farm and making improvements.
Damien O'Connor says both farm-based plans and a national standard will be combined.
Now, I like the sound of this one. Big export potential for seaweed, and not for fertiliser or anything like that, but reducing cow burps, those climate change cow burps.
Yeah, they are hazardous, unfortunately. And to help combat that, the Cawthron Institute will get $100,000 from the government. It'll use that money to turn a native red seaweed into a greenhouse gas-busting cattle feed. The money will come from the Sustainable Food and Fibre Futures Fund and was announced by the Agriculture Minister and also the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, during a visit to the Nelson Research Institute on Friday. Now, in previous trials, the seaweed Asparagopsis has been shown to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in livestock by up to 80%. Jacinda Ardern says this could be a game changer in helping farmers tackle greenhouse gas emissions from their cattle.
The enthusiasm, not just domestically but globally, for what this can produce and the potential for this to reduce down the environmental impacts of farming is huge. So if we're able to develop solutions here in New Zealand, that has huge potential for us as an export product as well, and will position us as leaders, as the most sustainable food producers in the world.
That's the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, and that's the Rural News for this morning.
Thank you very much, Eric Frickberg.